First of all, what is the Humane Society all about? You folks do a lot for the community as well.
Yeah, we take in any stray or surrendered cats. A lot of them are just dropped off at the door, but there's, you know, people see the need in the community that there's a spot for cats to come.
We talked about how important fundraising is for your organization. You depend on it a lot. What is important? Why is fundraising so important to your group?
It's pretty much the livelihood, the blood of the, you know, the Humane Society. We wouldn't be able to be open and run and, you know, help all these cats if it wasn't for people to volunteer their time and help fundraise money. You know, even people in the community, they may not be able to volunteer their time, but they volunteer on a monthly basis, some monetary way, and, you know, it goes as far as fixing the new windows down to kitty litter and cat food. Like, it is everything that, you know, we need in order to be successful.
And, you know, during the COVID times, during the pandemic, it was really tough on you folks, wasn't it?
We started, well, it was just over a year ago. It was still COVID, but not in the, you know, crunch. They were still having volunteers, but it was tough. You know, and I'm sure everybody, you know, even other businesses and facilities are still trying to recoup and get past those COVID years and move on.
Yeah, and community really pulled together for you guys, didn't they, in a big way?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and people are always dropping stuff off, whether it's blankets or bedding or food or, you know, even cash donation at the door when we're there cleaning. So it's just... I mean, Gananoque seems like such a small community, but, I mean, it's a shelter that can run fairly successfully. You know, we always need more because the building itself, you know, is always in needs repairs. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
and,
a never-ending.
There's been a lot of great moments for the organization itself. What are some of the more proud moments that you've seen over the time you've been here?
I think the most rewarding is when there's, you know, there are cat colonies that volunteers go out and collect a number of cats, bring them in, and when you have a feral cat who has never been touched by human hands or, you know, is in close proximity, to see them go from that to a happy-go-lucky cat that interacts with people, you know, purrs, you can pick them up and, you know, socialize with others and then can be adopted and actually find a forever home. It is, it's super, super rewarding.
And a lot of this wouldn't be possible without the help of some fundraising efforts, correct?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, it all goes part and parcel. So,
for sure.
Yeah.